Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, as her elderly father's health declined, strange things began happening around him. Knocks on the walls, the doorbell ringing in the middle of the night, and voices calling family members by name. Who was trying to get their attention?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. And yes, 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Or if you're watching us on YouTube in the comment section, great place right there to share your real ghost story. And we may read it back here on an episode of the program and have a little discussion about it on the air. So if you want that, go ahead, comment section, YouTube, and comment away. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and hit subscribe while you are there. If you're new to the program through YouTube, welcome. We're excited to have you here on the show. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you.
Mm-hmm.
Always interesting, these the stories that you get from folks who are with their loved ones at their declining moments, where sometimes you hear the belief or the experience that that someone saw their loved ones showing up, that they are there helping them pass over. Very common. It seems I'm interested to hear this story and also hear from our supporter today, Almost There. It's a new product that it kind of looks like an Alexa, if you will.
Okay.
And you put it in your home. Well, it's a specific market for this. It's marketed towards the adult children of people who are almost there, declining right. in health up there. You know, you're knowing it's like one of these days, one of these years, you know, it's going to be time. They're going to start hearing the voices and start seeing the people on the other side. But they're not there yet, but they're almost there. This is a product. It's very innovative, that you can put in the home of the person you love that, you know, is almost there. And what it does, It projects holographic images into the home using AI interactive XZ technology.
XZ technology,
no less. XZ technology, not just the X.
It's XZ.
Z.
That's next level technology.
And there's an XZ Plus as well.
Damn.
With another level of this technology. But what it does is it starts to simulate the experience of those loved ones coming and visiting the person that you care very deeply about. And it helps them, starts to go down that path. Some are arguing the ethics of this product. If they're not there yet, why would you want to encourage that? And some are sitting there going and watching their coffers run dry and saying, something's got to speed this shit show up.
Jesus.
And I can't say I agree with that, but that's what some people are saying.
Sure, of course.
Yeah,
people are saying this. And it's like, whoa. This product, though, it's an interesting one. And maybe it, maybe some of the folks in those states are like, yeah, bring it on. I'd love I'm done. I'm ready for my ticket to be punched. And maybe this is something that would be for them too. But it's interesting. They're marketing it towards the children, the adult children who may have a vested interest in helping them move along beyond just their own well-being. That's coming up. But first, a ghost story call. At 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Mary from California, and I'm a certified hospice volunteer. What often happens when people are dying is they will see people visiting them that family members that are around them do not see. They'll see somebody who has passed on. Say a woman's dying, she will see her husband there in the room with her who has passed on perhaps years ago. And it's common in our family. In fact, I often get visitations from those who've passed on when a family member is getting near the end, or I hate to say the end because to me it's not the end. But at any rate, it happened with my mother, and it just runs in the family. Well, it's been happening with my father, who's getting close to 91. But what's been going on is whoever's waiting for him. At first, he was living with my oldest daughter, who was helping take care of him. The dog was going crazy, barking in the hallway. My granddaughter, who can see spirits, was seeing things. But specifically at night, everybody would be asleep. And all of a sudden, my daughter would hear bang, 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 like somebody pounding on the wall. She would think it was Dad, her grandfather, needing help. She'd rush down the hall to his room, only to find out he's sleeping soundly in bed. Same thing at night, the doorbell would ring. And they're not in a neighborhood where some kid or anybody else is going to be running around ringing the doorbell at 2 or 3 in the morning. They didn't open the door, of course. Never, ever open the door, by the way. Other things, sounds. Names would be getting called. Her name would be called in the middle of the night. Again, she would think it was my dad. She'd rush down the hall. He's asleep. One night, I had to stay a couple of nights. She was out of town, so I was staying at the house to take care of Dad and help with the grandkids. And I figured, okay, we'll see if this is just in her imagination or if something's really going on. Well, I could see going on as soon as I walked in the house. There's sort of a heaviness, not a bad negative heaviness, but you could feel the energy in my dad's room and in the hallway. So I kind of told everybody, the entities, all right, guys, try to keep it quiet. Because the only person oblivious to all of this, of course, is my father. He's not dying, literally. He just hasn't been doing well. I think perhaps the end is coming, but people are anxious to see him on the other side. So I go to bed, everything's good. Sure enough, bang, bang on the wall. I think, oh, Dad needs something. I go down the hall, he's asleep. I'm thinking, okay, here we go. I go back to bed, I'm asleep. Then all of a sudden, I hear the sound of his walker. It has a very distinct sound as it comes down the hall, and he bumps it against the bedroom door, not being able to open the bedroom door. I said, oh gosh, I didn't hear him, and he's trying to get the bedroom door open. So I open the bedroom door, expecting my dad to be standing there needing some help, and there's nothing there. I go down to his room. He's asleep in bed. And, that was it. I proceeded to kind of have a chat with the entities and say, look, you're welcome. I understand you want to be there for Dad. You're ready for him. You're excited to see him. But my grandchildren need to be able to sleep. My daughter needs to be able to sleep. And the next night, everything was quiet. And we eventually had to move him into an assisted living facility. Literally instructed my daughter, got it, tell everybody, all the entities, he's moving. I'm moving my grandpa. Please hop in the car with us. I'll show you where we're going. She did. And the house has been quiet ever since, with the exception of one entity, evidently my grandfather, who's decided he likes it there in the house, but he's a happy guy, doesn't bother anybody. You know, he brings a lightness to the house, so we've let him stay. I visited my dad. As soon as I walked in the room, I could feel the gang's all there. But I'm just curious if anybody else has experienced this and, how you feel about it. And that's it. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's an angle I've never really thought about before, because usually when you hear that sort of thing, it's right when they're at the end. Mm-hmm. And they'll look up and say something to a loved one who's not there, or who's passed.
Yeah.
But this is like he's not to that point. And they're anxious to see him or something.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he's not experiencing it. His family's experiencing it, which is also another piece that's kind of strange.
So I have not heard a story quite like that one.
Yeah,
before.
It's a good one.
So you think you've heard every angle of a paranormal story you possibly can?
Yeah. That is a very interesting angle to that. Huh. Well, I mean, it ties perfectly into almost
there. I know,
there.
I can't wait for this.
Almost there. This is the product we were just talking about. I don't know. I don't make the rules of who's advertising on the program, so we'll take a look.
Who's in charge of
this holiday season? Give mom the one thing money can't buy, a reunion. Almost There uses patented holographic AI to bring back the people your parents miss most. Dad, just the way she remembers him. Grandma Jean, humming in the kitchen. Even Lucy, the collie from 1954, curled up at the foot of her bed. Watch her eyes light up as they walk into the room. Lifelike, warm, arms open. And once she sees everyone she's ever lost standing right there waiting, something beautiful happens. She starts to feel ready. Ready to let go. Ready to go with them.
The first time Mom saw Dad standing in her room, she held her hand out and she smiled. I haven't seen her smile like that in 6 years. Almost There gave us that moment. And honestly, that kind of peace of mind for her, for us, for the whole financial situation, you can't put a price on that.
No more watching her savings, your savings, drain into a facility that won't remember her name either. Almost There, the gift that says, I love you, and it's okay to go, and please go. And, Mom, I really need you to go because there is a condo in Scottsdale and I need the down payment by March.
We were looking at another 2, maybe 3 years of full-time care, and I just found this 2-bedroom in Scottsdale. Perfect layout, rooftop pool, and it's not going to be on the market forever. So the timing with Almost There was really, I mean, it was a blessing for Mom and for the condo situation.
And for parents who need a little extra encouragement, introducing Almost There Plus. Our premium upgrade replaces comforting reunions with motivational imagery designed to accelerate the decision-making process. Vivid, immersive, urgent. Because sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel isn't enough. Sometimes you need the fire.
It is lovely. I saw my Harold last night and he looked so real. It's just, why now? Why are all my dead relatives suddenly showing up after Diane? And Gregory had that meeting with the estate lawyer. Gregory won't look me in the eye anymore. There's a new device plugged in behind my nightstand. I asked Diane about it and she changed the subject. I don't like this.
So we did the upgrade on a Thursday. By Monday, I got the call from her landlord. Mom had completed her journey. They said when they found her, she looked a little, I mean, she looked terrified. But the important thing is she's with Dad now, and I close on the condo next week. So it worked out for everyone.
Almost there. Give her the reunion. Give yourself the future, because waiting is the cruelest thing of all.
Well, yeah, I gotta say.
The condo in Scottsdale. I mean, and the guy's like, we got this condo in Scottsdale. Can't wait to move in.
It won't be around for long.
Give her the reunion and give yourself the future.
And mom's like, there's all these weird devices. I don't know what they're doing here.
Thing is, it's like, it's a joke, but I don't know. I mean, I think we're probably not far off from this being a thing.
Don't let Harper see that, okay, Tony?
She's going to find a place in Scottsdale.
That's right.
Yeah, almost there. Almost there.
All of a sudden, Tony's going to be like, I keep seeing Grandpa. I don't care why. He keeps coming to me when I go to bed at night.
Harper plugged in all these devices around the house. What are they?
I don't know what's more disturbing about it, because when I look back, because I made all these today, I put it all together yesterday, and all I did is I looked at their descriptions for the show, and I'm always like thinking, okay, what's like absurd thing can I kind of tie into here for something, whether it's a TV show or a promo or a ad or whatever. I'm just like, how the fuck did I come up with this? I'm like, oh yeah, that's because of the old folks thing and seeing old people like, oh, a device that projects this into the room. Like, where the fuck does that come from?
You went to go to them so your children can buy the place in Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. Like, this is the connect the dots my mind goes to. And like three states, like, oh, perfect. That's a great commercial idea. It's like, what the fuck?
And Todd and I are not surprised by any of this stuff.
No, not at all.
Just so you know.
I imagine there's some sort of blackout period that you don't remember how you create this shit. And, you know?
There it is. I don't know.
Whoa, I did that.
We could throw up like three different creative pieces, video, audio, whatever. And then we would have, Carol and I would have to choose which one you actually came up with. So, and I think we would do pretty well at that game show, don't you think, Carol?
Yeah. I think we would.
Yeah, it's bizarro land. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse, because you never know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Right?
It's just like, oh my god, yeah, it's not. It's I was earlier today. I was thinking it's been 30 years since I kind of made my first audio bit on a program called Gold Wave on Windows 95. And then I brought it into the radio station on a floppy disk, and it was making fun of a morning show that used to exist in town. And it was horrible. Like, just the horrible, horrible things I was having these two characters do, in the audio bit. And I was like 14 when I made it. So it was like Harper's age. And I was just thinking about that today. I'm like, I think I have that on file somewhere. From the twisted mind, I was like, how long has my mind kind of been this twisted? I'm like, oh, it goes all the way back.
What did you do before you had radio?
I recorded everything on my boombox. I pretended I was on the radio from like birth to getting the job. I mean, literally every day. I have my fake first mic. Well, my first microphone is at CBS Sports One. You'd press it. It went under the AM band in your house.
Right.
I got that at 2. Cause I got a picture of me at Christmas with that thing. So that started that. And then pretty much everywhere I would go, I would like want to play with the radio and record myself talking or doing something. So my grandpa had like a little setup in his office where he got it out and hooked it into the stereo system. And I think you could like record onto an 8-track or something. There was that. And then I had my boombox, and I had one boombox where you could actually cross mix the Ooh. Music, which was kind of weird. And like, cause most did not do that.
Right.
I think it was actually something was broken in it, quite honestly, where it wasn't supposed to, but it did. And that had I can tell you about the volume knobs and all this shit. And I'm not a person that cares about a lot of that, but I could tell you that boombox to this day, because I remember playing with it, you know, all the time when I'm talking up the ramp of a song that I asked at the radio station, please don't talk up the ramp of that song that I'm requesting during the all request lunch hour, because I'd like so to record it so I can ramp. Talk up it after I record it off of the radio, you know.
Oh my God. So did you really call a radio station?
Yes, thank you, Liz Seidel, for never following that request. But she did put me on the air over the songs, and I have a lot of that on tape still.
I would love to hear that, to hear what you sounded like as a kid. So if we back up that story a little bit, your parents gave you a CBS microphone at the age of 2?
It was like it's a children's toy microphone. Yeah, sure. It's a CBS Sports. Yeah.
But you were so they're the ones that planted this whole thing in your brain. You have your parents to thank.
Yes, I probably do. And they put up with it. And I remember I was standing the doorway of our house on Winnebago Drive. It was an old wood frame glass door. And it kind of reminded me of like a screen, the way that like a TV screen was glass, just the way the glass was framed in the door. And I would look through it and pretend I was doing commercials. So I would like hold up, like, I have a picture of me like holding up like Wrigley's spearmint gum and like pretending I'm doing an ad for it. And then and back in the day too, when I would be playing radio station, hi, I'm Tony, this is Asperger Hour. if you're just joining us. I would also pretty much the years leading up to working at the radio station, from like 10 to about 14, I would pretend I was doing the all request dinner hour in my room with my karaoke machine. And I had it hooked up through a little board too, so I could kind of crossfade some shit. And I would also play the role of the caller.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would get interesting. It's like, you know, what do you want to hear?
Hi, I'd like to hear Breathe Again by Toni Braxton.
Okay, what's your favorite radio station?
Y96 FM. Hey, are you giving away those 2-legged Thai chicken dinners?
Oh my gosh, we are, from Mom Pa's Grocery Express.
Can I have one of those?
What? I mean, can you just have one?
I'll do anything for the 2-legged Thai chicken.
And then... Dun, dun, if I never hear it in my arms again. And that's how, you know, so I would always fuck around with that too. I don't know. I guess my brain's been wired to do this since 10. I don't know. Younger.
What's scary for me is I have many of the same types of stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I never share them on a broadcast.
Well, there you go. I feel it's important to put it out there.
Deep inside.
And now deep thoughts.
Yeah. Your station was Y96. Mine was V92 in West Bend.
B92?
V. Like V92. The letter V. Yeah.
V92.
WBKV West Bend.
Same format. God, you didn't have to say WBKV. I could have never gotten that out.
Yeah. It was the same format as Y96 before Y96 existed. I remember calling in and there was a question, who wrote Kentucky Rain by Elvis Presley? And it was Eddie Rabbit. And I called in and I won a six pack of Cherry 7-Up.
Those were good prizes, the six packs of Cherry 7-Up. Yeah. I remember winning those sometimes at church picnics. you know, the big Catholic church picnics, like you're playing bingo or something, and there's a big table of prizes, and there was always Cherry 7-Up.
It's like a Shirley cocktail was what that stuff was like.
Yeah, it's a kiddie cocktail. It's delicious. Yep. Yes, you can't go wrong with Cherry 7-Up. I still very much enjoy it on the holidays. And the cranberry 7-Up is also.
Ooh, yes.
I enjoy that one. I think that's another nice addition to the holidays from the parts of the Pepsi or whatever company it is. Let's go to a ghost story at now that we're wrapping up Aspie Hour at Real Ghost Stories Online. And here one, 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley calling out of Philadelphia, Mississippi. Have a couple of ghost stories that you might seem interesting to you. Pretty terrifying, might add. Back in the early 60s, her father was a pastor of a church, a small church. If you've ever been to the South, you know there's a pretty much a church on every corner. Her and her brother would they had a habit of going to the church that was across the street from her dad's house, the pastor, and they would always go over there and play church, you know, as most kids do. This particular day, I guess my mom, she was probably 11. Her younger brother was probably 8, 9 years old. When they got to the steps of the church, they heard now keep in mind, this is a one room church. When you walk in these old churches, the churches are just one room, you know, maybe a restroom at the, you know, at the front of the foyer or whatever, but it's only one room. When they got to the steps before they walked into the church, they heard a loud choir playing. So, you know, they looked at each other and, you know, confusion because choir, this was on like a Monday, you know, no choir practice, no church going on. Anyway, when they opened the door, they could still hear the music, beautiful choir playing. They walked in, to their astonishment, no one was there. They opened the door, the music stopped, the organ stopped, piano stopped, the singing stopped. They looked at each other, their knees got weak, they fell on the ground in fear. They couldn't even move. My mom and brother, my uncle, however, to this day, you know, they say that they couldn't even move. Their legs went limp, they fell on the ground, like they fell on their face and crawled out of the church. Crawled all the way because they had no strength in their legs. I guess out of fear or something. Crawled all the way back to the parsonage, which is, you know, the pastor's house, of course, which was about 50 yards. They had to crawl all the way back. Now, to this day, they will swear on it and really don't like to talk about it. Getting on to my next story real fast. A friend and I, 3 or 4 years ago, we were watching the movie 30 Days of Night. On one of the scenes of the movie, the vampire, you know, well, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but it's terrifying. The vampire was holding one of the men up by the throat, and he said, "Where is your God?" You know, in some creepy vampire voice. And the moment that he said that, there was the loudest crash that you have ever heard in your life. In my living room, and we were in a room in what I call my man cave, loudest crash, man. And he looked at me and said, "What the hell was that?" It sounded like a sledgehammer hitting the wall. At the same time, a cat screamed outside of our house and the street light blew. All right, that's my story. You guys talk about it. Hope it's on one of your episodes. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
What the heck happened during that movie?
You guys seen that movie?
No. And now I don't want to after what
he experienced. Which one was it? Because I got to think about another one in the middle of that.
30 Days of Night or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I have. Yeah, I saw the original. I didn't see like any of the follow-up ones.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It was good. Vampires are creepy to me anyway. Yeah. And darkness and all that kind of stuff. But to have all that go on while you're watching the movie is kind of creepy.
I remember this one time. I was watching a movie with my brother. We're in college. We lived together. And it was a really tense scene in the movie. And the guy's got a gun. And he slowly turns. And he aims it, like, at us. Mm-hmm. He aims it towards the camera. And as soon as he fired the gun, my brother was... We had really cheap old furniture. I'm sure he found the chair on the side of a road somewhere.
Yeah.
But it was a recliner that had that little lever that you would have to...
Yep.
Yeah.
And right then, like, the spring broke in the chair. Like, at the exact second he fired the gun, all of a sudden my brother's chair goes boom. And so, I mean, weird things can happen timing wise. But he had three weird things line up at the same time. I swore my brother had gotten shot at that moment, but it was just the chair at the exact same moment. But that was weird when they say, "Where's your God now?" And then all that happens. So, yeah, I don't want to watch that movie after that.
Now, weird story the other day. Because I got thinking, we were talking about that movie and 30 Days a Night. Because it's one of those, it's psychological too. Because the darkness, it's one you start getting into and you're like, I wish I could kind of back out of this, but I'm already like an hour in and you're like, might as well just finish it. Another one that reminded me of that was Hills Have Eyes. I hated that movie. But it was just like, it was just torturous watching it. I've never saw the sequel. It was just bleh. But the other day, I'm selling some stuff on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm having people are asking, inquiring about shit. And then there's like, the profile for whoever it is. And it's just kind of a weird looking profile that was like on this person. I don't remember what their name was, but they'd asked a question about a product. So I just clicked on the profile thing of like, who is, this, cause it's nice to kind of see and kind of vet if it's a bot or a human being. And the person's like profile, they played like, some of the characters on The Hills Have Eyes and a whole bunch of other horror and movies and shit. And I was like, oh my God, like this is like literally a character from like nightmares of mine, like in, or, from what comes into my mind from that movie. And he's like inquiring about an air conditioner. It's like, I'm not fucking replying. Like, I'm sorry, that would just be really fucking creepy. I not, here for the air conditioner, like you're the, oh my God. I mean, in real life, obviously the person looked normal. It was an actor, but it was just like, Jesus Christ.
That's cool actually though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like the weird shit that, yeah, come across, but there you go. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, check it out on Apple Podcasts and Patreon. Search Real Ghost Stories Online there. On YouTube, find us, press subscribe. You can watch the show now and see all the crazy things that you're hearing on moving pictures on your screen in CBS stereo, surround sound, and Technicolor. So check it out on YouTube. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No.